With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. A jury has found a 29-year-old Kalispell man guilty of the drug-related stabbing death of another man whose body was left in a creek east of Creston. Jurors heard closing arguments late this morning and convicted Robert Whittle of deliberate homicide this afternoon. He faces 10 to 100 years in prison. Prosecutors argued Whittle killed 35-year-old Wade Radio on May 26th in his role as an enforcer for a drug dealer who believed Radio stole from her. Defense attorney Steve Scott said there was no physical evidence linking his client to the crime and that Whittle's three co-defendants were responsible for the murder. Investigators recovered Radio's body on June 13th after co-defendant David Toman led Flathead County authorities to the crime scene near Creston and told officers he witnessed the killing. A parasite that caused a major die-off of mountain whitefish in the Yellowstone River this summer has been found in seven other rivers in Montana. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologists said yesterday that the parasite has been confirmed in the Upper and Lower Madison, East Gallatin, Bighorn, Stillwater, Boulder, Jefferson, and Shields rivers. The parasite killed at least 4,000 whitefish in the Yellowstone River in August. Other than the major die-off in the Yellowstone, which prompted officials to temporarily ban recreation on a stretch of the river from Gardner to Laurel, no other fish deaths connected to the parasite have been documented this year. Some whitefish were found dead in the Jefferson River last year, but officials are unsure if the parasite is to blame. A Fairview man has been convicted of deliberate homicide in the Valentine's Day 2013 death of his girlfriend, whose body has not been found. The Flathead Beacon reports a Richland County jury today found Cody Wayne Johnston guilty of killing 31-year-old Nicole Waller of Kalispell. Court officials say a sentencing date has not been set. Johnston was charged with Waller's murder in August of 2015. Charging documents said Johnston and Waller had an on-again, off-again relationship, and that on the day she disappeared, she called family members to say they had broken up and she was returning to Kalispell. Her vehicle was found abandoned near Poplar. Investigators said evidence suggests Johnston killed Waller and disposed of her body in a barrel, then asked a friend to help him move her vehicle about 70 miles away to Poplar. A justice of the peace has denied a request to release a Washington State man jailed on suspicion of possessing 50 pounds of marijuana so he could make it to his cancer surgery. The Billings Gazette reports that Justice of the Peace David Carter said the charges against 39-year-old Travis Jackson were too concerning to grant the request. Jackson is being held in lieu of $10,000 bond in Yellowstone County on two felony counts of criminal possession with intent to distribute and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. The outgoing director of the National Park Service says the agency must attract younger and more racially diverse visitors to the areas it manages and will probably uncover more cases of sexual harassment in its workforce. John Jarvis is ending his 40-year career in January. His final full year coincides with the Park Service's 100th anniversary. The service this year was rocked with corroborated allegations of sexual harassment in its 22,000 employee workforce. Some lawmakers called for Jarvis's resignation. He says he was due to leave the service in January when a new U.S. president takes office. He calls the sexual harassment horrible and unacceptable and says he was unaware it had been taking place. He expects more cases to emerge with the agency actively investigating. Convicted murderer Barry Beach, who was granted clemency last November, is under increased probation restrictions after he reportedly sexually propositioned a 12-year-old girl. Department of Corrections spokeswoman Judy Beck says that the intensity of Beach's supervision increased in January, soon after the girl's mother went to police. Additional restrictions went into effect on October 5th. Weeks after Billings prosecutors determined there was not enough evidence to file charges. Beach now has to wear a GPS monitor, has increased travel restrictions, and has a curfew, and must report to his probation officer at least 3 times per month. Beach served more than 30 years of a 100-year prison term for the 1979 murder of Kimberly Neese in Poplar. He has maintained his innocence. A 40-year-old Billings man has been sentenced to 100 years in prison for sexually abusing 5 children who attended his mother's daycare. District Judge Michael Moses sentenced Jared Terhune today, noting that he will not be eligible for parole until he serves 25 years. Montana's Republican Party is concerned that Democrats are offering to deliver voters' ballots to election offices and soliciting reports of voter fraud associated with that. State Democratic Party Chair Nancy Keenan says her party has offered to deliver people's ballots, which is legal.
not only done by the Democratic Party, it's done by other organizations. It is done across the board.
At least one county election official in Montana has said that a voter has called about someone offering to collect a ballot and asking them its contents.
This has raised concerns that ballots that weren't voted in the way the Democratic staffer liked would not be delivered.
That's Montana Republican Party Chair Jeff Essman. Yesterday, state Republicans created an email address to collect reports of suspicious ballot activity. Essman said that so far, no one has used it. Lee Banville, author of a forthcoming encyclopedia of 21st century politics, says voter fraud remains rare in America, but that handing over a ballot to anyone besides an election official or the postal service introduces doubt.
The fact that it's entering this sort of black box for a period of time and then coming out, you know, at the elections office, you know, it's worth asking questions about.
Montana Democrats say they instruct people offering to collect ballots that asking voters about their election choices is, quote, strictly forbidden. The president of the Montana Senate is asking legislative auditors to investigate the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services. Republican Senator Debbie Barrett of Dillon wants legislative auditor Angus McIver to look into allegations of waste, fraud, and abuse within the department. The allegations are based on a September article in the Independent Record that cited former department internal auditors as saying employees were discouraged from investigating questionable payments. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Cole Grant.